out of my usual element from in the mornings, and now I'm in an afternoon swing shift. It's just so I can entertain my guest. Hey, everybody, welcome to the Texas 46 Radio Studios from Austin, Texas. Mr. Six Sanchez, how are you, sir?
Oh, I'm doing well. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. Thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule. I know you have your road crew and stuff probably setting everything up for you for the weekend, I imagine.
Yeah, we got a big show coming up tomorrow night out in at the rodeo grounds there in Austin.
Okay.
Playing with Josh Ward at the barbecue cook-off.
Nice. I get... When you have these names on the charts and all these songs coming through there, you get Jake's and Josh's and this is and that's and
especially a lot of Cody's.
And then when you have two of them with the same last name,
right?
It's gonna go okay. I got a picture. Is there a beard? No beard. Hat? No hat. So that'll be so it's with Josh Ward.
It'll be with Josh Ward. Yeah,
that'll be a good show.
It's a good time, and he's a good dude too. I enjoy his company. So good people.
Mighty fine, mighty good. So, I've actually known about you guys for a long time. Never actually knew who you were personally, but I was DJing a wedding up in, I'm going to say it was Bee Caves, I guess. And I was setting stuff up, and there was a group of ladies helping the caterers set stuff up, and I got to talking, and you know me, I was wanting to name drop or something like that. See, maybe somebody might know of my station or might know of this and that. And said, "Well, I'm also playing a band." And she says, "Oh, my husband plays in a band too." And I said, "Really? What band? Tub?" And okay, and so now stop just for a second. So whenever you hear the word tub now, in any part of our conversation, Texas Unlimited band.
Yeah.
Okay. And I said, really, what's his name? And she's, it's Six Sanchez.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, oh, good grief. Okay, well, all right. So that's when I first heard that. Because we're big friends with Phil Dalmolin since the 80s.
Love Phil Dalmolin. Back when he
played with Clifton Jansky.
Yeah.
There I'm aging myself just a bit. But so it was kind of neat. And then when I saw that, some new singles were coming out, and then Six Sanchez's name was on. I'm going like, huh, okay. So the next thing you do is you say, I've got a video. It's kind of like, oh, let's see who's on there. And then you're trying to see who's, is it the same band? Does he break away from those guys? Is he on his own? There's no Phil or whatever it is. And, so congratulations on the success. I mean, I'm not going to say early success because you've been doing this for a while. How long have you been doing it, actually? Not this, but playing with the bands. Like, was there anything before Tub or not?
Yeah, I was actually in a band called Lost Wolf a long time ago.
Okay.
Back when I was fresh out of high school kind of thing. And that was back when Texas Music Chart kind of first started. And we had a number 7 Texas chart hit back then called She's Gone.
Okay.
It was a long time ago. But,
do you have an MP3 of that song?
I do not.
No, okay.
I mean, I may have one somewhere.
Oh, like, well, if you
at the house somewhere,
because
yeah.
I play recurrent stuff that goes way back.
Sure.
I even played, I played some of Clifton's stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There was a band here used to be called the Gulaks, uh-huh. Candy and Gordon Land. I just came across some of her stuff and added some of it, and this is way back. So if it's good stuff, I don't care.
Yeah.
Recurrents are good for me. If it's good music,
put it on iTunes recently. The guy that owns the rights to it, David Ramos, was the guy that was running the band.
Okay.
And he finally put it on iTunes. So you can get that old record, Lost Wolf, on iTunes now.
Okay, so
for
Lost,
the first time.
I'm writing this down.
Lost Wolf. And the song was called She's Gone.
She's Gone.
And that's a blast from the past.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
I'm always, I love, when I found Bobby Jenkins' song of his on the deal, and I had the old 45 back when they actually had them in colors.
Oh, wow.
So it was, so I got his stuff going on too. And nowadays, people that have played that far back, they having their stuff, even thinking that radio stations even play their stuff anymore, it's not even in their mind.
Yeah.
And when they hear, like, You gotta be kidding me. Somebody's actually playing that song. It's 35 years old or whatever. I'm going like, but it's still good.
Yeah.
It's better than a lot of the stuff that that some folks put out.
Yeah. So
I like to do it that way.
That was back when Lone Star 93 was the big station in Austin.
Oh,
I don't know
gosh.
If you remember that. But
no, I don't.
Kevin Fowler had his first single with I Love the Sound.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And we were on the chart at the same time.
Wow.
As that song.
Well, that is neat.
Yeah. And,
good.
We did a bunch of shows with Fowler too, and I just did one with Fowler not too long ago. Over and that was kind of a reunion show. We played out in Copeland, and Fowler hadn't been in Copeland in I don't know how many years. And Lost Wolf used to play in Copeland all the time, so it was kind of the first time that me and Fowler were back on that stage in I don't know how long.
That's
so
good. Well,
cool
we'll
thing.
Talk about some of your connections here that you've got going on with your songwriting and stuff here in just a bit. But tell me about your family, man.
So, family, I was originally born in Grapevine, and we ended up moving to Bastrop because my mom worked for the federal prison you know, when I was a kid. And so went to high school in Bastrop there, and my daddy passed away in 08.
Okay.
God bless his soul.
Yes.
And that kind of is what triggered the song that Kyle Park and I wrote, Don't Forget Where You Come From.
Okay.
His daddy passed away, too, at an early age, so we wrote that song for our dads.
Good song, by the way.
Thank you. So, yeah, mom still lives there in Bastrop.
Okay.
And out there by Lake Bastrop.
All right.
I've got an older sister and an older brother. You know, my sister lives in Dallas area still. My brother lives in Elgin, and my sister lives there in Bastrop. So, yeah.
Okay.
So, got some family there.
And how about current family, kids and such?
Current family, my wife, Michelle. If you see our new video, it's on my website, sixsanchez.com.
There you go.
She actually stars in the music video, and that's probably the same girl you met in the first story.
It is the same girl.
So, yeah, we've been married for 15 years. We have three kids. We have a 13-year-old and 12-year-old twins.
12-year-old twins.
Yeah.
I got twins that are 25, I think, right now. So good luck, my friend.
Yeah, it's a busy household.
Yes, it
sure.
is. So they say, well, it only gets better when they get older. Well,
yeah.
It's once they've moved out of the house, yeah,
gets great.
It does get a lot better.
So, now, I'm pretty lucky. My kids are pretty well behaved, and
good.
I love them to death. And
and the same for us. We've got a great group of girls, boys. What do you got?
Well, boy-girl twins and another boy.
Okay.
Yeah,
13 and I've got,
boy.
And I've got all boys.
Yeah.
So we stopped after we said, the next one can't be a girl.
Yeah. Well, we thought we'd have two. We didn't know the second time we'd have two at once.
Get a little bonus.
Yeah.
Let's see what else I've got here. And how long have you been playing music?
I don't even know the answer to that question, man. I mean, I guess I started when I was, you know, in middle school. So, I mean, it's been
a
long
let's
time.
Let's say... So was Lost Wolf your first band to actually be in and play, or
I was in a little blues band in high school. You know, we played a couple, two or three gigs. I don't really count that as a band, but yeah, Lost Wolf was the first, you know, real deal where we were doing regular gigs, 150 dates a year or whatever, you know, actually getting out and playing.
Okay,
and then I had a band on my own called Six Shooter, and then I went and sang at Cowboys in Arlington,
mm-hmm.
Cowboys in San Antonio.
Sure.
Worked for that outfit for, I guess, a year and a half, 2 years. Went from there to the End of the Mountain Gods Hotel and Casino for about a year. And snow skied and played golf. And
a little vacation.
Basically, it was the end. Phil Dunmullen went with me.
Oh, man.
Your buddy Phil. And Todd Stewart was my keyboard player, who now plays for Randy Rogers.
Okay.
And who else was in that band? We kind of switched bass players a lot. Danny Sweeney,
okay.
You know Danny Sweeney.
No,
he used to
I don't.
Be in Too Smooth.
Oh man!
And now he plays with Suede.
Okay. Oh, okay.
And he's a bass player for Suede. So it was me, Danny Sweeney, Phil Dalmolin, and Todd Stewart. And that was
a fun time. That goes back to with Phil and the boys.
Mm-hmm.
From San Antonio, there.
Yeah.
That's like, oh my gosh.
I never got to see that band, but he's always told me about them.
Oh, that's and when you look at all the players that were in that band and what they're and what they're doing now. I'm sorry, I tell Jay all the time, age makes no difference nowadays, man. I swear, the seasoned veterans, and I'm going to consider you a seasoned veteran.
Thank you.
Just they're so underestimated.
Yeah.
And they never cease to amaze me, the talent and what they could still do now.
Well, I've seen the industry change, you know, a lot for sure. I mean, it's definitely harder now, I think, than it was back then. You know, with the social media and having to compete in that, and you know, we weren't really born with cell phones in the crib like some of these younger kids. Oh, I know.
Well, speaking of the music industry now, what is one change that you think maybe, you know, they should, it would be kind of cool if they did this or something like that.
Pay the songwriters.
Well, there you go.
That would help.
Okay.
I've seen so many songwriters that, you know, have hung it up that were great songwriters in Nashville that, you know, just can't make a living anymore because you know, it's not really anyone's fault. It's just technology kind of rolled that way.
Right.
You know, when technology rolled from records to CDs, you know, it was a good thing for most people in the business, and they were still, you know, could make a living, and you could have an album cut, and most people still bought CDs, and you could still make money on an album cut and didn't have to be the radio single.
Exactly.
You know, and so, you know, I think a lot of songwriters, you know, once it went to internet based, and now we're not really selling records anymore and we're just selling singles, it's a lot harder for that bunch to make it.
Right. It's all digital. Do you, at your gigs or whatever, do you have, I don't know, the little, I say CD Baby or iTunes thing where you can actually sell those things to buy digital copies? Because that's what most people are doing nowadays anyways.
Yeah, we have a little QR code thing that you can scan, and it'll kind of take you to where you can buy it on your phone or whatever. But we still sell hard CDs too, and I may even do some vinyl. I mean, a lot of people are kind of going back to vinyl. I mean, just for the experience of getting an actual physical product, you can open it and look at it.
Well, no, that you can have a nice signature on it and when you sell them too. So.
Yeah.
Where do you record?
I recorded this last record in Nashville, right on Music Row, at Ronnie's Place, which is Ronnie Millsap's old studio.
Okay.
Now it's, I think it's Blackwater that owns it now, but but yeah, it's right there on Music Row.
Nice place. Well, I don't think there's any of them that suck. they're all pretty decent.
I mean,
obviously you picked even an older studio.
Mm-hmm.
Still, it has that vibe.
Right.
And I can't remember whether I ever went to or even stopped by that particular one or not, but I'm sure the atmosphere is quaint.
Oh, it's super cool to go in there and see the history of that place. And yeah, I mean, Ronnie still has his grand piano in the piano room and a lot of the electric pianos and stuff that he used. And we even used some of that on the record.
Ooh, nice.
So it's pretty cool.
Very nice.
Yeah.
So what do you do when, if there is such a time when you're not playing?
Depends on the time of year. If it's in the summertime, you know, I like to boat a lot. We go out on the lake and do the Lake Travis thing, do Lake Austin.
Okay.
My kids all wakeboard and
nice.
Do all that kind of stuff. So
that's where
you can find me if I get a weekend off in the summertime for sure.
Did you go to Steamboat?
I did not. I was actually in Crested Butte when that happened. I took the kids skiing. We went snow skiing, but we didn't go there.
So you had snow anyways, but just without the using the old vocals there.
Yeah, yeah.
Except for hollering at the or yelling when you're going down the hill. Woo! Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Those of you just tuning in, we are listening to what I call intelligent conversation with Six Sanchez, and I am Bruce Allen. We're going to do the Fast Five with Bruce Allen. Towards Mr. Sanchez here. What I do is normally I just spout off five things that are supposed to be somebody's favorites of some sort, and you just tell me what it is. It's, I guess, utter nonsense, but it just fills a gap.
Okay.
You ready?
Yes.
Okay. Beer or wine?
Beer.
And favorite beer?
Lone Star.
Lone Star. Sponsor or no sponsor?
Okay, Bud Light. I'm just kidding.
Right, there you are. Favorite actor?
Ray Liotta.
Okay.
Goodfellas.
Oh.
Old school gangster stuff.
Goodfellas. Yeah. Your favorite restaurant?
Favorite restaurant? Boy, that's a tough one.
Let's just say if somebody was going to give you a gift, I'm going to give you a gift certificate to some restaurant. What would you say?
Maybe Sullivan's for the jazz.
Oh, dinner and music.
There you go.
Nice.
Yeah.
Your favorite holiday?
Christmas, for sure.
Christmas is good. Yeah. And the last one, I always, some of the other ones always change, but this one always stays consistent. Your favorite cartoon character?
Favorite cartoon character? Shotgun Red.
Oh, God. Oh, I have not seen, I have not heard that name in a while. We went to one of Ralph Emery's things up, and we took a trip to Nashville and saw Shotgun Red. We just, that was one of those SMH, man. Yeah. But you know, it's a name you'll never forget. And you know, when you say Shotgun Red, you know exactly who it is.
You can picture it.
Oh my gosh. Let's talk your music. You're going to be playing a couple of tunes live for us here in just a few. But again, congratulations on the success of your first single and the one right now, Talking With Your Hands.
Thank you.
It's actually Talking With My Hands.
Talking With My Hands, yeah.
Saying it in the other person's
yeah.
perspective. <here. laughs> How did, let's go with Dance in the Rain was your first single. How did that transpire?
So, my producer is Trent Willman from Nashville. I don't know if you remember him, but he used to have a pretty strong career back in the early 2000s.
Okay, all right.
He had a song called The Beer Man. He had a song called Rope and Pin, which was a really cool song. He had one On Again Tonight. Okay. I don't know if you remember any of those
songs. Those, you know, the thing for me is I had played country music for a while, and then I took a break. I had a break. And it was like in that spot where people say, oh, you remember this such and such? And, and it's like, no, I don't. But, you know, now that I know the name and now that I'll hear the name, I'll wiki it up.
Yeah, so Trent Willman had great music. I was a huge fan of his. In fact, you know, we were jamming out to that when we were in Ruidosa, you know, New Mexico, playing that gig out there at the end of the Mountain Gods. And we were really into his stuff. And I had gotten to meet Trent back in 2004 when I was at Cowboys and kind of made buddies back then. And so we have a mutual friend named Marty Weir, who is the sound guy for Randy Rogers.
Okay.
And when I was with Tub, we were opening for Randy Rogers.
Cool.
And I went out front and was sitting at the soundboard when Randy Rogers was on stage and was talking to Marty Weir, the sound guy. And he had a screensaver on his computer. And the screensaver picture was of him and Trent Willman on a fishing trip holding a big fish.
Nice.
And I said, oh, there's Trent. You know, I said, how's he doing? He said, oh, he's doing great. I still see him all the time. We go fishing, old buddies, blah, blah, blah. So I said, well, that's cool. I said, well, what's he doing now? He says, well, he's a big producer. You don't know? I'm like, no, I didn't know. He's like, he's a big producer in Nashville now. And I said, well, who's he producing? He said, well, Cody Johnson, for one.
Wow, nice, yeah.
I said, really? He said, yeah, and of course, you talk about taking a break. Well, you know, after, I consider Tub kind of my break period to where I had kind of already accepted the idea that maybe there wasn't a place for me in Texas country music because at the time it was so Southern rockish.
Right.
You know? And so when Cody Johnson came out, I thought, okay, maybe there is a place for
needed a fresh face.
Yeah. And now you got Cody Johnson, you got Josh Ward, and you've got Aaron Watson, and you've got all these people that are doing more traditional kind of country. And so I thought, well, let me give old Trent a call. And I did. And I said, hey, man, I'd like to make a record too. He says, well, come on.
Uh-huh.
And the rest is history.
There so you go. That's good. Very good.
And so as far as the song Dance in the Rain, get back to your original question. Mm-hmm. Dance in the Rain was co-written by Trent Willman and Chris Stapleton, who used to write together once a week before Chris Stapleton became Chris Stapleton.
Who he is.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. He always said, and he said, man, we always knew Chris was the best singer in Nashville. We just never, you know, never knew the rest of the world was going to know it, you know?
Yeah. It's kind of one of those surprise.
Yeah.
There he is. And like Cody Jinks. Uh-huh. Is another one of those that I was not all that familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
And when he came out with the Pink Floyd cover thing, I was going like, oh, I don't know. Then I went and heard some of his other stuff, and then a little more current in betweens.
As an old rocker, were you offended by the Pink Floyd cover song that he was kind of, you know, stepping on sacred ground.
Yeah, you know, it's like, you know, there are some songs that you can cover and do and his latest one is a Hank Jr.
Yeah.
Tune that he's got. It's yeah. like, you know, anybody can do a cover, mm-hmm. but how many people can do a cover and get a number one out of it on a country chart?
Yeah.
You know, so more power to him, and he's doing well, and he's got it. Whether he's got the big hat and the long beard, the tattoos, it doesn't matter. He's actually got that. He's got a good traditional sound to it, and that's what we need. We need more of it. Definitely need more of it. Let's see.
Bringing the country back to country music. I mean, yes. I totally agree.
That's definitely what's needed. Now, your current single, Talking With My Hands, you did a video to it. Was that a fun thing to do?
It was.
Fun to make that thing?
It was more work than I expected it to be.
For what I see, most of it is like in the field. Did you take a lot of it in a field where y'all were playing or not?
Yeah, there's a funny story that kind of goes with that. So we actually shot the video, and like I said, my wife's in the video. We got married 15 years ago at the same place where we shot this video.
Oh, nice.
Right? Okay. And so it was, it's in Georgetown. It's called Bentwood, Texas. It's actually now open to the public as a wedding venue. You can go actually lease the place from my friend Ernie Belts that owns it. Ernie Belts also owns Ernie's on the Lake, which used to be Carlos and Charlie's.
Okay.
And so... So he's got that place out there. That's where we got married. And back then, it wasn't a wedding venue. It was just my buddy's house, and we went out there and got married. And you go all the way down, you know, past the stage area. And if you watch the video at the end, there's a section of where we're dancing on a dance floor, and there's lights above us. That's the actual concrete where we got married. But if you pass all that and you drive all the way down to the river, there's an awesome. I mean, it's 100 yards from the San Gabriel.
Right.
And it's got a big, huge rock, you know, face cliff on the other side of the river. And I really wanted to shoot on that rock cliff over there. Mm-hmm. Well, Ernie, trying to be nice, decided he was going to cut the grass that day early before we got there. And so he went out there with a shredder, paid somebody to go out there with a shredder and shredded all the property.
Oh, man.
Well, not knowing we were going to use a drone in the video, uh-huh. and the drone guy gets out there, he shoots and flies over the property. He goes, "Dude, we can't use this. All you see is clippings from the from shredding the property." And I said, "Well, what are we going to do? We got to get the shot." And so they went down there and looked at all the land, and they looked at the land next door, and it was baby corn crops over there, which wound up being in the video. But it wasn't Ernie's land; it was someone else's land.
Okay.
And Ernie says, "Well, I know the guy." He says, "But you know, if he catches you over there, I'm going to say I didn't know about it." Like, we kind of just
thank you
snuck over there, you know. And so we go over there with the trailer. We're trying our best not to, you know, damage the property. We kept everything on the side of the gate, and we walked out there and we set everything up. And they get the boom in there and they get the drone, and we're flying over and we're doing the first take. And here comes a white Dodge truck through the gate. And it's the owner of the place.
Uh-huh. What the?
Yeah, and he's really upset.
Really?
And so he's yelling and screaming at my producer and at the producing the video. And he was nice enough to give us an hour to finish shooting what we were working on mm-hmm. at the time. And but he was super, super mad. And so I had to go the next day, apologize. You know, gave him some swag, gave him some CDs.
But how about
and gave
the adrenaline of the rush of the thing?
So everybody goes,
"Does he have a gun?"
So you should have seen us all. As soon as we were done shooting that scene, everybody bolting, you know, with a kick drum and a guitar and, you know, trying to get off the property. Because, guys are like, "We need to get out of here before we get shot."
Oh, my gosh.
But, yeah, so that's the story behind
that
the video.
That is a good story, you know. And the neat thing about the video is it's etched in time for you forever.
Yeah.
So you can always go back and reminisce and have a great story to talk about behind it. So, okay. So you're going to play a couple of tunes live for us.
Okay.
And I'm going to play while I get everybody or myself set up for Facebook Live. I'm going to first go back here and get my screen back up. I'm going to go ahead and play Talking With My Hands.
Cool.
And we'll go ahead and get set up. and get the Facebook Live thing going. You'll do a couple of songs. We'll talk a little bit about where they can find you, send you on your way. You got a free night tonight?
Yeah. Well, it's kind of a free night. I'm gonna spend most of the night working on some stuff that we're putting together for the show. So,
okay. So right now we've got Six Sanchez, Talking With My Hands. This is the album cut off of Till the Last One's Gone.
Yep.
Right here. You see it?
I see it.
There it is. All right. We'll be right back. Yes, indeed, my friends. We are back live in many ways here, live on the air and live on Facebook. So if you want to join us there, you can go to my personal page. That's where I tag myself. And so you know, all the participation is all voluntary, but it's a lot of fun. Six Sanchez in the studio, sir. Doing well?
I'm doing great, man.
I'm so happy to have you here. It's it's kind of a short trip from Austin to New Braunfels, but
it's even shorter because I live in Buda. So
there you go.
I'm not that far. Yeah,
there you go. So it's as long as you know where you're going when you get here,
now I do.
Yeah, now you do. You may see more houses or streets than you care to when you get, but you're here. That's the main goal. So what kind of goodies you got planned for us right now?
I want to do one for the hardworking folks, a song off my record called Blue Collar.
Take it away, sir.
All right, here we go. It sure feels good wrapping up another hard day's work. I jammed the second-hand Chevrolet down in a third. Good old 250 AC works just fine. That's why my left arm's darker than my right. I pay my bills with a little bit of help from the bank. I may not be moving up the corporate ranks, but I climb that ladder, swing that hammer. I'm a don't quit it till I get the job done club member. May never be president, but when I lay down my head at night, take pride in what I do. I'm blue collar. When I get home, I can't wait to see the look on her face. I hand her flowers and this $13 Cabernet. Could have married for a mansion and a new Rolls Royce. Said she'd rather have a good old boy that can climb that ladder, swing that hammer. I'm a don't quit it till I get the job done club member. May never be president, but when I lay down my head at night, take pride in what I do. I'm blue collar. The shift workers and subcontractors driving 18-wheelers and John Deere tractors. We're the zip ties, duct tape, and baling wire holding this world together. And we climb that ladder, swing that hammer. I'm a don't quit it till I get the job done club member. May never be president, but when I lay down my head at night, I take pride in what I do. I'm blue collar. Blue collar. Well, we're the power line climbers, show up on timers, school bus drivers. Well, we're the U.S. mailers, crab boat sailors, cafe waiters, blue collar. Thank you.
need music, Batman. That was good, brother. And see, you don't hear that? That was the sound of applause. So you don't have your headphones on. But it's worth the applause, whether it's canned or not.
Thank you, man. Thanks
that was
for
good.
The
that was very good.
Thanks for the cans.
You
and
bet.
The cans. Can world for me
is
weird.
Oh, man. It's comfortable for some and not so much for others.
It's even weird when I record with them. It's tough for me because you kind of get that. If you can imagine tunnel vision for your ears, it's...
Yeah, it could be pretty crazy. You do what's comfortable for you.
I wear in-ear monitors on stage, and I'm fine with that. But for some reason, headphones are kind of awkward for me. Hard to get the right thing going on. But
yeah, well, it's very good having you here. And you got one more for us that you can do.
Sure.
And what is this off the new one as well?
It is. I think we'll do My Thing.
Okay.
On there,
and that's for those of you. Wait a minute here.
Oh.
Hold it up there into the...
Dasani. No sponsor yet, but I'm working on it. Okay.
I'm working on a water sponsor. Weak!
Weak! Here it is. The last one's gone. You can get it anywhere you buy music. Amazon. iTunes.
All right, that's enough. Let me have it.
Okay.
Let me have it. That's mine.
Okay.
That was mine.
I tried. All right, this one called My Thing. Here we go. Hey boys, gather round. You ain't never seen nothing like this here. I got a girl y'all like screaming yee-haw, slams it in a four-wheel drive. Tearing through a mud hole, soaking down a camo, barely coming out alive. Hot enough to blow your mind, love's hanging with the guys, people think it's kind of strange. Do my thing. Creek banking, bug jumping, duck hunting, diesel trucking, swimming in a water tank. Ridden on turkey, calling ball cap on her noggin, cranking up all three hands. Bobber bobbing, chilling, making misbehaving, whiskey chasing ain't a thing that she won't drink. Baby loves to do my thing. Tells the best dirty joke, smells like mesquite smoke, rides a pony all day long. Sitting on my porch swing, twanging on my six string, singing all my favorite songs. Sexy little suntan, sitting in a tree stand, pull the trigger till it bangs. Baby loves to do my thing. Creek banking, buck jumping, duck hunting, diesel trucking, swimming in a water tank. Ribbon on, turkey calling, ball cap on her noggin, cranking up all three hands. Bobber bobbing, chilling, making misbehaving, whiskey chasing ain't a thing that she won't drink. Baby loves to do my baby, loves to do my thing. Football and smack talking, bluff calling, ain't a bait that she can't crank. Baby loves to do my baby, loves to do my baby, loves to do my thing. Hot enough to blow your mind, loves hanging with the guys, people think it's kind of strange. Baby loves to do my thing. Oh.
Yes, sir. Canned applause once again. That is good. You know, and I can't remember. I don't think I ever have seen you guys play live personally. Uh-huh. Just from videos.
Sure.
And I've got a new respect for you.
Thank you.
Based
Thank
on,
you.
Not just because you came over here, but because seeing somebody actually doing it by themselves, live here in the studio, you learn more and more about somebody, and you're doing well, sir.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Sure. So Facebook Live and everybody else listening, just number one, where can everybody get your music one more time?
So you can get it anywhere you get music pretty much. You can get it on iTunes. You can get it on Spotify, Apple Music,
Amazon.
Amazon.
So,
you bet.
Every place.
You can even get it on TouchTunes if you're out and see a jukebox somewhere,
there
which
you
is
go.
Kind of cool. We're going to be in Bucky's. We're not on the shelf yet, but we're working on it.
Okay,
Smith Entertainment's our distributor, so they're getting it out there. So.
Good. And for your gig this weekend, you are is it a private, public?
It's totally open to the public. It's at the barbecue cook-off on the rodeo grounds at the Austin Rodeo.
Okay.
And I think it's $8 or something to come in, but you get music all day. In fact, there's music all day today and music all day tomorrow. They've got Suede out there tonight closing the show. Tomorrow, there's a bunch of acoustic acts, and then Rob and Shane will be there playing before we do, and then we play, and then Josh Ward closes out the night. So
it'd be
$8
night.
you get and then have free beer and free barbecue.
No,
yes, it's
oh,
all for
my
it's
gosh.
All for chips and for they're raising money for the kids' scholarship fund. So, if you feel it in your heart to go out there and drop a couple 20s in the bucket, they'll definitely appreciate it. But yeah, it's open to the public.
Oh, it's definitely going to be a great night of live music. Great bunches of musicians. It's a shame Mr. Glenn Schenkel won't be out there with Josh, since he's not with Josh anymore. But do you know Glenn?
I don't.
Great steel player. He's just he's fun to play with. And, of course, his ponytail isn't quite as long as mine. But I think he's trying to work on it. But it is wider than mine is.
Right on. Do you know Derek Rigdon? They call him Opie.
Huh.
Yeah. So he played guitar with Josh for a long time until just recently.
Okay.
And I used to play with him at Cowboys in Arlington. But he's played with a lot. I think he's playing for who was it he went to? I don't know. Zane Williams.
That's
who he's playing with now.
Yeah. Sometimes the best have musical chairs.
Yeah. So, it's hard to find good players, especially bass players and drummers.
I know. somebody that's consistent, I don't know. If I'd have known ahead of time you were going to play that other one, I'd have popped that acoustic bass out
over there
and just started playing along with you.
Next time we'll jam it together.
But I'll just have to practice a little bit, though. All right, everybody. We've been listening to a great conversation with Six Sanchez and Bruce Allen here on Texas46Radio.com. Thank you again so much for taking time out of your schedule to come see me.
You bet. Thanks, Bruce.
All right. Go see him when you get the chance. Right now, we're going to get back to some more music, and I'm going to get back to some more work outside. Bruce Allen, Texas46Radio.com.